Amazon.com
and iTunes.
The deficit-cutting panel gave up. Super this. It was a super failure, the super committee. So guess what? What happens when you have negative news? It tanks the market. So thanks for nothing. The panel doesn't cut $1.2 trillion. An automatic trigger will go off. Poof! But the trigger doesn't really cut in until 2013. Kate Delaney. Yo-yo, everybody. At the helm of America Tonight, as we get closer to Thanksgiving, please be careful if you are headed out in the next couple of days. The roadways are expected to be pretty jammed, although that's what everybody says when you get close to another Thanksgiving. But it's true, because this is a holiday where you go off to grandma's house or your great aunt who's a couple of states over. Maybe you fly. It's a rough flying day. I don't know what the statistics are. In the past, it's been that the busiest day of travel is the day before Thanksgiving, because a lot of people choose to go see relatives for Thanksgiving if they live far apart, rather than Christmas, spend Christmas with their own nuclear families. And it's nightmarish when you go through security on Wednesday. If you travel on Thanksgiving Day, oh, that's a piece of cake. I did that. I did it last year. I traveled from Texas to Tampa, Florida, and it was pretty easy. The flight wasn't crowded. There weren't a lot of people in the airport, of course, because they were spending Thanksgiving somewhere. And swoosh, we got picked up. A couple hours later, Thanksgiving Day feast. My whole family's there. You can't beat that. Then you hang out for a couple of days, and you're gone. Now, on the other side of that, from Wednesday to being the worst day to the second worst day, which is Sunday. Good luck if you're getting on flights on Sunday. And the same thing for the highways. It's pretty obvious that everybody's got to go back to work on Monday unless they took time off. So everybody's going to clog up whatever freeway you're on, whether it's the Jersey Turnpike or you're on Highway 101 in California or 75 through the heart of Texas or 35, or, you know, pick a number, pick a highway, 95, and that, which goes all the way down the East Coast, it'll be jammed for sure. So the Congress that failed us is now on break to celebrate with their families. It wasn't a question of would they conquer it. They weren't going to do it, and we knew it. We have a staggering $15 trillion deficit. And we can't come up with things to cut. You can't come up with $1.2 trillion to cut out. You have to rely on an automatic trigger. Of course it's negative news. Of course the market is going to tank 200-some points. Because it is negative. Because it means that once again, you've got Europe that is ripped apart because they're debt-scarred. You've got our $15 trillion deficit, and all this political divide over spending and taxes. And then 2012, the election year. So the impasse wasn't a surprise. Congress still has a year to mess around with this, though. That's the brilliance of this. So now if I'm a senator or Congress person, I can whittle away, come up with something, grandstand about it, pass it out there, say this is what I think we need to do, try to get some people to get on board. It doesn't really go anywhere, but I get a little traction from it. It's easy to follow the dominoes of how things fall, how things get elevated in Washington. So the president criticized the Republicans for keeping the committee at arm's length. He says it's the refusal by the GOP to raise taxes on the wealthy, because that's the big rallying cry. Not raising taxes on the wealthy is part of the problem. That is what didn't make this deal happen. And also cutting social programs. That was the main stumbling block, because let's face it, that wasn't going to happen there was just no budge. There was no budge in this whatsoever. So now, military and domestic government programs, starting in 2013, will have to figure out ways to make up their own deficits. The Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, is not happy about it, and I can't blame him because, hey, he wanted the job, but he inherits this job, goes into this job, eyes wide open, realizing he was going to have to deal with that. You know what Panetta said, and I thought this was pretty powerful. And remember, Panetta is a Democrat, and a lifelong Democrat. So think of where Panetta's point of view would normally lie. And he's saying that there are serious constraints with what's happening here. That's what's so scary. In fact, he said in 4 decades in public service, he's never been more concerned about the ability of Congress to come up with a common sense solution to the nation's problems. Remember, this is a former House Budget Committee chair. He's had to deal with that. So the $500 billion in cuts demanded, he's saying, is going to lead to a hollow force incapable of sustaining the mission or missions it's assigned to. I think that's very telling. Listen, he knows what they have in terms of equipment. He's informed every single day. He knows what we have in terms of troops, and he knows what we need. So when you have a guy like Panetta saying, we can't sustain these missions, it means everybody's got to come back home. Because you cannot let people be in the positions in war situations where they're not covered off, where they don't have the materials they need. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the Republicans never found the courage to ignore the Tea Party extremists and never came close to meeting us halfway. I don't know. Do you blame the Tea Party? Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, said, unfortunately, our Democratic colleagues refuse to agree to any meaningful deficit reduction without $1 trillion in job-crushing tax increases. The problem with the taxes is what Pat Toomey's saying. Because if you raise those taxes, and already businesses are struggling, look at the healthcare situation, you're not going to get the hiring, and you're not going to. What small businesses can hire? I can name a few, but I can name a lot that have closed because of the constraints. So more taxes on top of that, no matter how it's painted, will be crushing to just too many businesses. And if we have 90% of small businesses that make up America, oh, that's not good. I don't like those odds either at all. So who loses here? You and I lose. That's who loses here. There were a lot of divisions with both parties. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. If you're a Republican, and it made sense to raise taxes a little bit, would you say that your representative would be doing the right thing by raising taxes to compromise because it's only a little bit? You know the old theory, you got to give a little bit to get a little bit? Well, this was never going to happen anyway. Ooh, divided government, that's what we have. What do you think? Am I wrong? Do we have a divided government? 800-259-5791. Odds and ends next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Segment I like to call Odds and Ends. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you inside this great nation and outside of our borders as well. Big shout out to the guys listening to us in Vietnam. Do you know we have a lot of people that listen to us in Vietnam? I wish I spoke some Vietnamese. I know some people that have gone there and have said it's an interesting country to go and visit now. Ooh, you think of things of the past and now how far we've come since those days from the Vietnam War. And also people listening to us in the UK like Tom and Joe and Bob, that they email me frequently and sometimes will send me messages on chat. So hello to all of you. I think no matter where you live, you can appreciate how scary a flash mob would be if you were in the middle of it. You know this new sensation, the flash mob deals that are springing up all over the place? Where you know, whether you're at a state fair, or you could be on a boardwalk somewhere, you just are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, this happened in Silver Spring, Maryland. About 50 people shoplifted simultaneously over the weekend. So once the cops came, and this was before midnight, they saw a bunch of people that were gathering in surrounding parking lots and on side streets. And then when the police pulled up, they took off. So you had teenagers and young adults is what they were described as, and they took snacks and drinks and, you know, whatever. So basically 16 to 18 years old. And what was the deal here? They're trying to investigate whether they had gone to a birthday party, and it was a flash mob. I mean, this is what it was. They all went in and started taking things. Now, I'm familiar with a place called Germantown, and back in the summer, we had a flash mob there as well. We had dozens of people that went into a 7-Eleven and did the same thing. So now, this unfortunately seems to be a little bit of a gag or a way to grab something or, you know, whatever. What's the deal with these flash mobs? If I was 16 years old and I was in the middle of a flash mob, my mother would have killed me. Of course, that was back in the days where they weren't calling Child Protective Services. I'm sure she would have chased us around. I can't even imagine. I wouldn't have even tried to be. I would have thought surveillance camera, first of all. And so I wouldn't even risk that I'd be on some surveillance camera and they'd come to the school, the high school, and hunt us down or whatever. And of all the pranks and gags and things you could do, the last thing that I would want would to be on camera somewhere picking up something out of some convenience store. And boy, I wouldn't want to be the person working in the convenience store. A lot of times you have younger people that work in the convenience stores at some of these hours, and that might have been the case. What are they going to do? And where are the parents? And that's the thing. Where are the parents in all of this? They don't care. They just let the chaos ensue, and they don't discipline these kids, and it's like, eh, you know, whatever. We're busy doing our own thing. We're not paying attention. I mean, you know, I guess it's not – I don't know if they're really flash mobs. I guess the definition of a flash mob is the thing that I'm struggling with. Flash mob, I mean, it's, you know, it's not Glee. Somebody said to me it's not Glee. They have flash mobs in Glee, but they're not doing the same thing. It's scary. I mean, it's just thugs. It's just a band of teenagers that are coming up with a way to victimize whoever it is that ends up in the middle of their scenario. And if they're stealing, I mean, that's shoplifting is what it is. Matt, can you imagine, of all the pranks, and I'm sure you did some things with your buddies, of all the things that you could do, would you ever have done that, do you think?
Probably not.
I'd be too afraid.
Yeah, I'd probably be too afraid of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I did do certain things, like the TPing of the houses. That was definitely right up my alley and other kind of things like that, but really small kind of, I wouldn't even call them, I mean, I guess it's technically a crime, but small little petty things like that where it's, you know, typical juvenile behavior, I guess, but it's not, you know, going into a store and robbing them clean.
Yeah, it's the TPing of houses, even back when you would have done it, you would have been at the cutoff point. Now, it is like a criminal thing. They'll come after you if you do that. But we did that. We did. We soaked windows. I mean, come on. The mischief night. Throw eggs at windows or windows. I have to admit, we did. There were not all the time.
I remember another time we got newspapers. We had a bunch of newspapers and put them all over somebody's lawn, too.
Oh.
And it, like, rained on them.
Oh.
There was that. There was... I'm trying to remember all the other pranks that we did, but it was little small hijinks like that. Nothing serious like stealing with 30 other people. But although you have to think about it, I mean, for as bad as it is, it's actually a really
clever way to get away with
grabbing
something.
It.
Yeah.
Because if there's so it's truer, you know, the mob controls everything. And if you have a mass of people, there is too many people to control. And if there's probably one clerk in this gas station working, there's no way he can control or she can control 40 to 50 people coming in and just robbing them clean. And then there's so many people on camera, it's very easy. I mean, sure, maybe like two or three kids are going to get in trouble for this, but there's no way everyone's going to get in trouble. A lot of people will get away scot-free.
Yeah, I agree with you. So there's the thing. He's right. On one hand, from the kid's point of view, it's clever because whether they're just grabbing some candy bars, a magazine, whatever it is, they can get away with it because there's just too many. And usually you have one or two people, especially if you're talking about a convenience store, like a Wawa or, you know, a 7-Eleven.
What's a Wawa?
Oh, they have these great... Please, anyone in the East, defend what a Wawa is. In the East Coast, and I'm surprised they haven't spread to other areas, it's just the name of the store, and you can go in the store, and it's just like any other convenience place you would, you know, run upon. They have magazines and cases full of soda and water and milk and things.
How do you spell that?
W-A-W-A.
Wawa, huh?
Wawa. Yeah, Wawa. And what they're known for, though, is you can get sandwiches. You can get a Philly cheesesteak or whatever sandwich you want. They'll wrap it up, boom, they cut it right there and give it to you. And they have great coffee.
I found their theme song here.
I don't know that they would want that as their theme song. But the coffee is what I like. I mean, listen, all of you right now that are tuned into America Tonight, whether you have one eye open, two eyes open, you're listening to me off in the background. I'm that background music for you, but it's noise. It's the spoken word. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If you just got off of a third shift or you're getting ready to get up and go in and you're a coffee person, the good coffee thing is key. And as much as, yes, you can make it at home and get the travel mug and everything else, let's face it, a lot of people will stop and get coffee somewhere, and they have great coffee. They'll have like 30 burners going, and they'll have all these different flavors of coffee. So I think that's part of the draw to that convenience store. But going in there, it's just like a 7-Eleven. It's small, and it'd be very tough to contain what's going on when you have a group of kids that are all acting simultaneously, because that's what happens. For it to be successful, as Matt said, it'd be tough to identify. Maybe you could do a couple kids, but you wouldn't be able to identify all of them. And they would, whatever they grab, they'd get away with because they know that. They know that they can't possibly all be identified. But what a sad commentary that it's not even about that. Let's rip off the convenience store. Oh, and for the people that are working there, that's got to be a scary thing when poof that happens. Although at this point, with so much of that being reported, I guess it's just another thing to look out for. Black Friday is coming up. How many people are going to run out and be part of, speaking of mobs, a different kind of mob on Black Friday, just trying to get that deal, going to Target, going to Walmart, going to Macy's, going to Sears, going to any of those places, forget it. I have never participated in Black Friday. How about you? Hang with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, we can count, but before we get there, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. I got an idea for this Wawa store. How about installing those revolving doors that you can punch a button and they lock? And one person at a time can only get in, and one person at a time can only get out. Set it up with surveillance cameras on the outside when you see a group of kids gathering like that. And just explain to the public that due to the instance of theft, to pay for these new security methods, the price on everything will go up a certain amount of money. And when people start seeing that their pocketbook's being gouged because of the actions of a few, the few will find that they have a whole lot against them.
You know what? That is true. It's like that one bad apple. Do they spoil the whole bunch? Do you let that happen, or do you get rid of the bad apple?
Well, it's like these clowns that are doing the protests at Wall Street.
Yeah.
They've had rapes and robberies
and
every felonious assault you can imagine take place. And discrimination against the poor by the people that were claiming that they were the poor mistreated the little sycophants of the Wall Street crowd. And So, you know, they have alienated the rest of the nation that are out there struggling, trying to get their economy back on the speed again and trying to get ahead and trying to get a job. And they don't have any sympathy for these clowns. And it was all orchestrated by the Obama administration.
Yeah, I think some of it was orchestrated because you had unions involved. So what were the unions about?
Exactly. SIU, and you had the Teamsters, and you had the whole thugocracy, as I call it, from the Obama administration. Anyway, I know you're busy and you got to get other people in here, so I'll let you go for now. But have a happy Thanksgiving, and Matt, too, and God bless all.
All right, nice sentiment there at the end. Thanks, Dan. Absolutely. Have a great Thanksgiving to everybody listening. If you're headed out or you're just staying in, making some turkey, chilling, watching the football games, remember, you still have a chance. If you are hanging around on Wednesday, we will do a nail the score for consistency because, after all, not everybody's hitting the highway or jumping on a plane. So Wednesday night, really Thursday morning, in the third hour, we will do nail the score again. There are a lot of games to talk about. Maybe the game of the week is going to be one of those Thursday games. Should be fun. That's what, when I think of Thanksgiving, it's family, turkey, right? Football, hanging out, just chilling, just relaxing. I can't imagine a stressful Thanksgiving, although here some people will have a stressful Thanksgiving. I was looking at a story earlier in the day about food banks across the country, and it shows you how bad it is. These food banks are supplying turkeys to a lot of people, but they don't expect the amount that are showing up. And it's been an overwhelming amount in the last day or two. Some opened on Sunday, but most of them Monday. Tripled the amount of people that they expected. They had to turn people away who just wanted a turkey that they didn't have the money for the turkey, or they couldn't get the turkey, or for whatever reason, financial hardship. And so Dan makes a good point about the Occupy movement. It misses the mark. I say this all the time. If you want to affect change and you're really sincere about it, then march on the people who are affecting your wallet, your life. And that's the people in D.C., or it's the people in D.C. in your neck of the woods. Go and protest outside of their office, or bombard them with emails and flyers and phone calls, because then they take a bit of time to pay attention to what you're saying. They want to be reelected again. And it is about the amount of people, the amount of people that start to say, forget about it. That's when things change. That's when things change. Even if you look at healthcare and the debate over healthcare, and the president's agenda when he came into office was to get healthcare, his version of health care, passed, and eventually it did pass, right? The Affordable Health Care Act is the official title. Now there's problems with that because nothing is ever implemented the way it said it's supposed to be implemented or whatever. What was interesting, though, is the fact that you had so many Americans who went out to all these various meetings with politicians a couple of years ago to find out more about what was going to go on with health care, why things were being changed, how it was really going to be more affordable, what did it mean for them, how much were they going to have to pay. Because here's the thing, when everybody would go to these meetings, what everybody wanted to know was, how much am I going to have to pay? That shows you the disconnect from the people in Washington to most of the people in America. For most of the people in America, they want to know what the bottom line is because they have to worry about the bottom line. When you have plenty of money and you have that extra pad, you're not so concerned about the bottom line because you know you have the extra money. But that's how you know that people were worried, because they were asking how much it was going to cost them for their coverage. All right, I wanted to throw in a couple of other things that happened along the way while you might have been off working and not occupying anything other than a desk or a forklift or toting a broom around somewhere. Hey, that's honest work. Maybe you're on the back of a garbage truck. Garbage men in some cities make really good money. I love the garbage men in my neighborhood. They're so friendly. And they'll take anything you put out. Honestly. All right, I happened to read this story, the stuff on Herman Cain lately. Cain just can't buy a break. It's funny how the fates and fortunes of some of the Republicans have changed. Rick Perry was one of them. We saw how he rose in the polls and then went back down. Herman Cain, the things that happened with him with sexual harassment in the previous job at the National Restaurant Association, and then the question about Libya, where he set himself up to talk to the Milwaukee Sentinel, to a group from the Milwaukee Sentinel, and then bobbled the ball when it came to the question of Libya. And you know what? He probably is dog tired. He probably is all jumbled up in the head. But you can't, it doesn't wash, though, when you're standing there and people don't care that you've been to 25 other stops along the way. When you run for president of this country, the leather on your shoes has to be worn out. Almost where you have a hole in the bottom of your, in the sole of your shoes. That's what you have to do. I mean, you are burning it up. You are tearing it up. And whether you have a short fuse or a long fuse, you can't let anybody see it. You know, the Bernie Madoff stuff was something that nobody saw coming. And this has now been since, 2008. So the jillionaire Madoff, or multi-billionaire in this Ponzi scheme, the biggest ever in our history in the United States, that goes all the way back to the 70s, finally somebody else fell. An ex-Madoff trader, because of everything that's happening, this kind of got lost in the sauce, but an ex-Madoff trader pled guilty in a plea deal in New York City. His name is David Kugel, and they were pressing for, they knew that there were other people, and they were pressing for this to happen. And think about this, there had to be some other people that manipulated the stock information and created false trades so it could be on a customer's statement. And that's what this trader revealed. He said that this is what he did, that he was part of this back in the 70s, where he helped create these documents that made people think that they were making money and, oh, isn't this great, until they finally had to ask for the money and that it wasn't there. Now, because he cut a deal, he's free on $3 million bail. He'll get leniency at a sentencing, they say, that's scheduled for May 4th. As part of that plea, he agrees to forfeit $3.5 million to the government. He's 66 years old, and he said that he was engaging in fraud in the private investment wing of Madoff's business. And it was all the way back decades ago that he backdated trades, that he created fake stuff. And, you know, he was right in the middle of this whole thing from the very beginning. Daddy's going to get 150 years. Wonder what they'll give him, because he was one of the main guys. I mean, he was sitting there doing all the things, that sending out all of the statements that people thought, wow, I'm making so much money with Bernie. It's huge. That old thing about, looks too good to be true. You smell a rat somewhere. Yeah, there's just absolutely no way. That was one of those cases. So if they get the money from him, then they'll disperse it, I'm sure, to some of the people. The Security and Exchange Commission said Kugel had agreed to settle civil fraud charges that included one of the allegations that he withdrew $10 million between 2001 to 2008 in profits from the fictitious trading in his own account. Fake money. It's like taking a page out of the monopoly money system that we have called the Federal Reserve. Only somehow legally they do it. But the Madoff people, flat out, were running a Ponzi scheme. Ugh! We can count. That's next.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to webtalkradio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
I always say that it's about the numbers. A lot of times the stories are negative. I wanted to give you a positive story to start off. We can count at least this version of it here in this hour of America tonight. So check this out. How about reversing the roles? When you go to church, instead of you having to tithe and dump some money in the plate that they pass around, what if you got a $100 bill? That's what's happening at a Western New York church. Dozens of the people in the congregation received something extra while they went to service the past weekend. They got envelopes containing a $100 bill. They were handed out to about 85 families and people older than 18 near the end of the service at the Vine Wesleyan Church in Depew. That's a suburb in Buffalo. And then there was a letter telling the people that the money could help them meet a need in their lives or the lives of someone else. The reverend said, a guy named Christopher Baldwin, that the church's leaders decided to give the congregation some money rather than collect Christmas Eve offerings that pretty much typically have been donated to places recovering from natural disasters. I love that idea. That's a good idea, because how many people are suffering in these churches, but they're still trying to give whatever they can. So now you turn the tables on them. That would create some good faith, I would think. And certainly they have some loyal folks in the congregation. Now they're even more loyal. I just think it's a it's a good thing to do. It's unique. Just reverse the situation. $100 so you walk out of church with $100. Nice. We move from that fun story to this conversation that is so overdone and overblown in the past 8 months. We've touched a little bit on America tonight, but when we manipulate numbers, I'm sick of talking about the numbers of who are the people who are making the most. Are you part of the 99% or the 1% of the country? Well, here's the thing. Capital gains are one of the things that many will say is the reason why we have this big disparity in our country. And that the person with the most money is the winner and they take it all. So, do you have to raise capital gains tax? And a lot of people outside of Wall Street are saying, well, yeah, that's how you make things a little more even. It's just absurd. So if you took the top 0.1%, which is over 300,000 people, out of 315 million, by the way, they're making about half of all the capital gains on the sale of shares, so the stock market, or property after a year, and that makes up for 60% of the income of the people who make the Forbes 400 list. So it's capital gains, but here's the problem with this. Capital gains applies to, you're not making the kind of money that the Forbes 400 makes, but everybody that's would be on that list, anybody who has just a little bit of trading. If you have, I don't know, $10,000 that you managed to save, that you've increased a little bit because you've taught yourself about what's going on with stocks and whatever, because you figured I got to have another edge and somewhere else. Yes, it's like gambling and you're at the craps table, but it's your money. And you, too, would suffer the capital gains tax. So there was a reduction in the tax from 20% to 15%. And it first had been reduced from 35% in 78 when the stock market and the economy was pretty stagnant. That went to 28%. Then in 81, at the start of Reagan's term, it was reduced again to 20% and then raised back to 28%. 8% in the late 80s, and then you had, of course, the October 19th crash of the stock market, and in 1997, Clinton agreed to reduce it back because it was a crazy number then. It was like 230%. He agreed to reduce it back to 20% because you're trying, you know, we're trying to explode things to create more money. I mean, this is what I know. Even if you have a little bit of money or a lot of money, if you're doing the stock market thing and they want to slap 45% or some crazy number and they're saying there's just too much disparity, well, it's going to hit the little guy too. I hate to tell you. I always bring the example of the 401k, and I don't understand why people don't get that. Maybe because a lot of people don't have a 401k anymore, and you used to have one. Maybe that's why. But the 401k is a great example of that because you have a basket of stocks, and then you decide where they're going to go, and the company puts it to wherever you say you want the money, and you could be ultimately hit by that if you roll it over, and then it's your own, and you move on to another company because people aren't staying in the same jobs anymore. I move from the argument of capital gains and all those crazy convoluted numbers. I think the thing to take out of that is, isn't that crazy that at one point it was 232%? In Australia, they say they've compensated an Australian man $100,000 after he was wrongly accused of trying to smuggle drugs into the country in bottles of shampoo. His name is Neil Perry. He spent 3 days in the clink last year after he was arrested at the Darwin airport and was accused of trafficking. His boat and two friends' houses were searched, but his bottles of shampoo and conditioner contained what the labels said. So they made a mistake, and he ended up getting he ended up, as a result, getting that money, as I said, $100,000 equivalent to that anyway. And apparently they're saying that they made mistakes during the testing of his stuff, and now they're introducing some other tests that they can use that would be more effective. More effective than, I have your shampoo, and I am positive you're trying to smuggle drugs into our country. All right, this is big because we don't often talk about this, but it happens with every single president, and it's always a curiosity as to what the people did and why they got pardoned. But President Obama on Monday pardoned five people convicted of charges ranging from intent to distribute pot to running an illegal gambling business. Here's what he did. He ordered the release of a woman next month who was serving 10 years on a 22-year sentence for cocaine distribution. He pardoned eight people earlier this year, issued nine pardons in December of 2010. Remember, he's a former legal guy. He was a lawyer by trade. Obama was a lawyer by trade. And one of the people is he commuted the 2001 prison sentence of Eugenia Marie Jennings, who I mentioned, who would have gotten 22 years, and now she gets to get a walk on that. Also, Dennis George Bullen, who was sentenced to 5 years of probation and a $20,000 fine for possession with intent to distribute 1,000 pounds of pot. Then there's another guy who was sentenced in 1995 to 1 year probation for conducting and directing an illegal gambling business. And there's another guy from Annville, Kentucky. For all you Kentucky people, you know where that is. Ricky Collette was sentenced back in 2002 to 1 year of probation for aiding and abetting in the manufacture of 61 pot plants. So a lot of this had to deal with marijuana. There's a little bit of a theme here. In 8 years of Bush, only one pardon. And you know who it was? It was the Border Patrol agent who shot the drug smuggler in the rear end. Remember, that was an awful story. I mean, I thought it was terrible that he was just getting blasted. And Diaz was the Border Patrol agent's name, and that, I think, and that should have happened. So how about that, the difference in the two groups, marijuana-related crimes? Cannabis. Will we ever see the legalization of marijuana? Doubtful. Very doubtful.
We did some Charlie Sheening and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get high?
Duh. Winning.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.